Peace, peace. Blessings and light. You are listening to Regime Radio, and I'm your host, Basha. In this community of blossoming humans, I answer questions and make you think about your potential to make change. I empower you to stop complaining and do something about it. We are not going to agree on everything, but that's what life is all about, learning, loving, and expression of truth. After all, true leaders take criticism and make adjustments to better rule their regime. Today's 20th episode is all about respecting your space. I just received a question from Kyle, residing in Flatbush, asking, how do I tell someone that they are crowding me nicely? They are not giving me the amount of space I desire, always popping up unannounced. Well, Kyle, let me tell you, this is not always an easy thing, especially if you have not created those boundaries from the very beginning. You have to create boundaries in the very beginning and acknowledge that you need those. Because when you start to ease people into your space and they're comfortable, you're wondering why they're not giving you the space that you've requested, because you never requested it. So you can't really be upset because you never requested this type of space. So being as though you're in this space now of wanting that, you have to be aware that, you know, not everyone is going to be in that same mindset as you. So be aware that when you are asking for this nicely, the way to do it is just kind of make some dinner or take them out to eat and say, you know, I really think the best thing for us to do is have a healthy amount of space, because in order for me to work and make money and for me to be the person that I am, I can't be crowded. And I hope that you understand that, because if you asked me to do the same, I would do it for you and I would totally understand. Just really being gentle, but also giving them perspective if they wanted the space, because everybody wants space at some point. You know, like, I would give you the space, because what if you were crowding them, right? They would have to like really feel that or deal with that. So I think just really approaching it in a putting yourself in their shoes type of deal will help you be able to understand what they're going through, and they will understand what you're going through. And another thing is, when you are doing this, make sure that you are sticking to it, because once you say that and you start to switch up, don't be upset when the person is not getting it. It's because you're not laying down the rules. You're not reminding them. You have to reinforce them like a child, because you haven't done it this whole time. You haven't put your ground rules down from the very beginning. So if it seems like they haven't listened to you, it's just because they're not used to it. So you just have to keep reinforcing it and reinforcing it. So don't feel like they're not listening, okay? So be very persistent and observant when someone is not following things that you've requested. That's all. You know, be very open to the change that you're going to have from them, because they might not be happy about it. But you know, human beings, they're not happy about things because they want things their way. But this is not about them. This is about your comfortability. And this is about you also developing a stronger relationship with them. Because if they can't respect this simple thing that you asked for, respecting my space, then they're not meant to be your friend, you feel me? So really understand where you're coming from with this. Don't come from a space of frustration. Just come from a space of where you just want to be understood and you value your space, because you know that this is something that is not normally valued. I hope this helped anyone who is looking for this answer, because it's a definite issue that goes on within our relationships. So now that we've reached the 20th episode, guys, I just want to say alhamdulillah. I'm going to be answering questions or featuring guests every other week. So on odd days. So basically, on even days, sorry. On the even episodes, I will be featuring guests, or I will just be answering your questions every other week versus every week like I have been doing. But every odd episode, now I will be doing random topics chosen by me, whether that be current events, you know, news, international or national, whether it's about my deen, my married life, because I am married, alhamdulillah, or my career. I will be opening up a lot more. Just stay tuned, you know, because I feel like this is something that I've wanted to do, and I really wanted to give you guys that space to talk to me. That's why I've been answering you guys' questions, but it's really important to me that I'm able to speak my piece on here as well, just coming from my perspective. So it's so important that when you guys tune in, that you have an open mind space, because you're not going to agree with everything I have to say, but it's from my perspective. So just come back, be appreciative of that energy we may share together and connect on certain points. And build with me. Go on the gram, hit me up, you know, email me. If you guys want to hit me up, go on my website, basharegine.com. You can find me on there for sure. And contact me if you guys want to, you know, be a guest or feature on my podcast. Thank you guys so much. And just stay tuned. I will be on it. Like, I will be expressing myself and I will be answering you guys' questions and making sure that I'm aware of what's going on as well. So just stay tuned as I rule my regime, being Basha Regine. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.